I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Here's something that sounds like it came out of a Gary Larson cartoon. Cow killers.
Oh, cow killers, velvet ants. Bright scarlet red with black markings. Velvet ants aren't ants at all. They're actually wingless wasps. The males are winged, and they don't sting, but the females do sting, and watch out. In fact, that's how they get their name. They don't really kill cows.
That's a relief to the bovine community.
That's right. But if you've ever been stung by a cow killer or a velvet ant, you can imagine that something that feels like that could stop an animal as large as a cow.
And we find these in Virginia.
Oh, very much so. They're very common in open, sandy areas. Usually I get calls about cow killers from people who see them just wandering about on the ground. And the females are out looking for the nests of bumblebees. They will go into the nest and lay their eggs on or near the brood of the bumblebee. And the larva of the velvet ant hatches and feeds on the brood of the bumblebee. Although they're known as velvet ants, there's nothing velvety about them. Their bodies are covered with stiff red hairs, and from a distance they look velvety, but you don't want to tangle with one. In fact, most people would take a look at this bright red and black insect and think, I don't want to go anywhere near that. That's something we refer to as warning colors or aposematic colors. Anytime you see those bright contrasting colors, red and black, orange and black, yellow and black, we instinctively think caution. And it's a good thing to be cautious around velvet ants because their sting, is, in my experience, is twice as painful as any other sting I've ever experienced,
oh,
whether it be an ant,
this.
Bee, or wasp. Yes, I've been stung. Not by this particular species, but I've been stung by others, and it really, really hurts.
How easy is it to irritate them?
It's very easy to irritate them. Especially the females. I made the mistake once of picking up a velvet ant in the West, thinking that I would just quickly pick it up with my thumb and forefinger and put it in a container. And my plan would have worked very well, except for the fact that I didn't account for the fact that their stinger is very long and flexible, and it actually stung me around a corner, if you will. The stinger came out and back around and hit my finger. And the other time I was stung by a velvet ant, I was collecting out in sand dunes in southeastern California. Very hot, sticky, buggy night, and there were insects crawling all over me, and there was one that was particularly persistent right around my armpit, and I kept brushing it off and brushing it off, and it kept persisting, and eventually I gave it one good big brush off, and wham! And it sent me heading down a face of a sand dune, headlamp over tea kettle, until I looked like a big piece of living sandpaper when I hit the bottom. I'll never forget that, and I'll never pick another one up knowingly ever again.
So, as in previous episodes of this program, they're not velvet, and they're not ants.
You're right. This is really stupid.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.